Modern medicine has made remarkable progress in the fight against HIV and AIDS, though much remains to be done. This year, researchers reported on a daily pill as well as a gel for women to reduce the risk of infection. The task is daunting, though, as more than a million Americans are HIV positive and a fifth of them don't even know it. The death count, nearly 600,000 so far, nearly 30 million worldwide. On World AIDS Day, we commemorate those who have fought and those who have died for better treatment, better understanding, and more compassion. With that said, we'd like to hear from you about someone you want to remember or someone you'd like to acknowledge on this World AIDS Day. Tell us about them. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. The email address talk@npr.org, and you can join the conversation at our website. Go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. We have several emails already that we would like to share. I begin with this one from Frances White. Today, she says, I remember my two brothers who lost their lives in their 40s to this disease. I think no matter what, no one deserves to suffer with this illness. An email from Bill. I would like to dedicate this day to my brother Rafael Luna, who passed away in June 1988. He was a self-taught painter, artist, singer. He loved nature and people, did not like arguments nor gossip. Rhea Combs writes to tell us, on this day, I'm thinking of the documentary filmmaker and activist Marlon Riggs, who died of AIDS in 1994. Before his death, Riggs created several films about HIV and AIDS, one most controversial and illuminating in its recognition of black male homosexuality is entitled Tongues Untied. We have some people calling us. We're going to take as many of them as we can. We begin with Chris, who is calling us from Bethany Beach, Delaware. Chris, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to acknowledge and remember my uncle Jack and his partner Joseph. Joseph came to Puerto Rico to New York City, and my because he was homosexual and he was ostracized from his Catholic community in Puerto Rico, and similar to my uncle, he had to move to New York City so he could be open, and he got into the fashion business, same as Joseph. Actually, was fought over and Bill Blass wound up working for Bill Blass. Well, long story short, he and his partner found out they had AIDS HIV at the time, and had a death sentence basically because of no medicine. They traveled the world with their savings and came back to die. They died June and July of 89.
Chris, thank you. I only stop you just so they will have the opportunity to get other calls in. I appreciate your calling and sharing that memory. Thank you very much. Let's go to Claire. I believe it's Clary, who is calling us from Palmer, Arkansas. No, that's Alaska. Palmer, Alaska. Clary?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine. Share your story with us.
I am calling about my uncle, Dio Mario. And his partner, Gary. They were together for a long time in Miami. They died in 1990, 1991. Over that course of year, we went to 13 funerals, and they were both full of love and life, and they were just wonderful people.
Thank you very much, Clary, for calling and for sharing that remembrance with us. Let's go to Judy from Ypsilanti, Michigan. Judy, you're on Talk of the Nation. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
I would like to remember Steve Gendon. He was a friend of my son's, and he was really kind of outrageously gay during junior high and high school, and he was a very, very brilliant boy. Sometimes he got on my nerves because he would go in my closet and wear my clothes to school. But when my son was also acting out and not finishing school, I told him to quit high school and go to California or New York and become an actor. And Steve said no. He was the valedictorian of the high school, and so he got Eric through school. And after graduation, he went on to college, and he became very important in New York City, in the AIDS community, and did a lot of writing and editing. We kind of lost track of him for a little while, and in his 30s he died, and I was very, very sad. He was just a wonderful, wonderful kid.
Judy, I have a question for you.
Yes.
His life and his death, how did they impact you in terms of your understanding and your ability to deal with HIV and AIDS?
Well, I'm a social worker, and I'm also a Unitarian. So, Steve's being gay, other than borrowing my clothes or my pantyhose, I was very welcoming of my son's hanging around with kids that were gay. Those kids were very, very welcome in our home. And as far as working with people who had AIDS, that was a part of my religion. My religion is social justice and the responsibility to care for other people. And
Judy, that's wonderful.
I love Steve, and it broke my heart.
Judy, thank you so much for sharing that story. We appreciate it. Let me share with the audience some emails that we have gotten. This one is from Dina in San Francisco. On this day, I would like to remember three good men and very dear friends whose lives ended decades too soon as a result of the killer we call AIDS. They are Corey Bloom, Harry Fate III, and Gary McBrayer. You are gone, but will never be forgotten. This comes from Liz in Oklahoma City. Today, the day before what would have been his 41st birthday, I remember my favorite cousin, Andy. Andy was a cowboy, the son of ranchers in rural southeastern Oklahoma. I remember his ability to tame wild things, snakes, deer, raccoons, squirrels, and his quiet but brilliant artistic ability. There was and is no sex education in the school he attended and no health care or insurance affordable to his family. He was sick with a mysterious illness for years when he became incapacitated with fungal meningitis and died in 2005. I will always miss him. Liz in Oklahoma City. And a reminder to our listeners, we'd like to hear your calls and your comments about people that you remember on this World AIDS Day. Our number is 800-989-8255. The address is talk@npr.org. I'll read another one and then we'll go to a call. This is Constance in Berkeley, California. I want to remember the journalist Randy Schiltz. He was one of the very first to be writing about the disease, and he died early on. He was very instrumental in making AIDS a national issue. Let's take another call. We can go to Randy, who is standing by in San Antonio. Randy, you are on Talk of the Nation. Welcome.
Hello?
Oh, Nuha. Is this Nuha?
Okay.
I apologize, Nuha.
No problem.
Welcome.
I lost one of my dearest professors and mentors. His name was David Brudnoy. And he was a talk show host in the Boston area and a political analyst and a writer. And he was amazing. He was a mentor to me as a person, as a human. And he changed my image of not only what somebody with AIDS was like, but what gay men were like. And he was a scholar and an academic, and he was conservative, and he was everything that I never pictured somebody with being both homosexual and having AIDS to be, and he was an amazing inspiration to me, and I know to a lot of people in the Boston area and at Boston University where I had him as a professor.
Nuha, thank you very much for that remembrance. Let's go now to Susan from Tucson, Arizona. Susan, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call. I would like to remember Tom and Charlie, who were a gay couple I roomed with in Kansas City in the early 80s. And Tom in particular, we had received a call from a friend that he had died of AIDS, and none of us knew. We had a very large circle of friends in Kansas City, and none of us knew until 3 weeks before he died that he even had AIDS, because he worked in a daycare center at the time, and if he had disclosed that fact to anyone, including his friends, and it had gotten back to his work, he would have been fired. So I would like to remember both Tom for hopefully the spiritual closeness he may have with others in his same situation now, because he was so lonely at the time, not being able to tell anyone about his situation because of the political climate surrounding AIDS at the time, and also his partner, Charlie, who eventually ended up succumbing to the disease as well. So I'd like to remember those two very special men.
Susan, thank you very much for that call. And let me just say to the listeners that we are also interested in hearing from people who have, who are still living and who may have had some impact one way or the other on you or a loved one in their battle against AIDS. Here is an email that we got from Karen, who is 63 years old and HIV positive. I want to remember my son, Tyler. We were infected with HIV when I was pregnant with him in June of 1982. We did not learn of our diagnosis until October 1996. Tyler passed on November 5th, 2005. He was an amazing young man who touched so many lives with grace, wisdom, humor, and inner strength. I am an elite controller and very honored to have been involved in several studies as someone living with HIV but still not taking any medication for the virus. Thank you for your coverage today for those who have gone before us, those living fully, and the dream to eliminate this disease. Respectfully submitted by Karen, 63 years old and HIV positive. We also have Susan in Michigan who wrote in to say this. I'd like to remember my brother Jason Wilson of Sulphur, Louisiana, who passed 5 years ago, surrounded by loving friends and family. He died from complications of AIDS after living with it for nearly 18 years. I'd also like to thank Southwest Louisiana AIDS Council, who provided amazing support to Jason and our family throughout his illness, but mostly to those victims of AIDS who battle the disease alone without the support of friends or family. No one should have to struggle, much less die alone. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. We have another one that I'm going to read. This is just coming in from Ashland, Oregon, then I'll get back to another caller. I salute my daughter, Tia Farrell, on this World AIDS Day. She is in the Peace Corps in Mongolia, working with the Mongolian Red Cross on HIV/AIDS prevention education programs. She coordinated a large event in the capital city for young people to raise awareness of the HIV program. All right, let's go to San Francisco. We have Ed on the line from San Francisco. Ed, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you very much. I would like to acknowledge my late brother, who died a little over 15 years ago. He was a AIDS researcher, one of the first at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, and did a huge amount of research work, and unfortunately died of a brain tumor when he was only 46 years old. And I just thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you very much for the call. Here's another call. This is from Jan in Denver. Jan, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you. I remember today a young man named Dan who was very quiet, very shy, and retiring. During that time, it was very early in the epidemic. I was pastor of a congregation in a gay neighborhood, and so there are so many names and so many stories that I'm thinking and remembering about today. But Dan came to mind immediately as someone who suffered more or less alone. He didn't tell us that he had AIDS and kind of disappeared, and it wasn't until late in his disease that I found out, and I just feel sad for his aloneness, but I also want to honor his courage. He was a wonderful man, quiet, but an executive, had to keep quiet.
Jan, I have to stop you only because we want to try to get another call, and thank you very much for that, though. Let me read this email that we've gotten. We're going to get another call in before the hour is up. My name is Jack, and I'm a maintenance guy at an apartment complex in Sacramento, and one of my coworkers is HIV positive and has been for many years. He takes his meds every day, and he is one of the hardest workers I have ever met. His nickname is The Tank because he just don't quit. The two of us have done plumbing work and drywall work together side by side, and the thing that has always impressed me is that I have never seen him cut himself, not once in the 3 years we have been working together. One last call. This one comes from, I believe this would be Jo Ellen from Syracuse. Jo Ellen, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hello there. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to give acknowledgement to my cousin Doug, who passed away in, I believe it was 93. I was 11. And at that point, you know, there was not a lot of education as far as AIDS, at least not in my school. So I thought I could get it from even just hugging him or, you know, being around him. And you know, he sat me down and he talked to me about it. And he continues to be an inspiration in my life. And he died when he was 27. I'm now 28, and I'm thankful every day that I got to live, you know, with him. And also, you know, I get to remember him.
Joella, so, thank you very much.
I remember him.
Thank you very much for that call. We've run out of time, unfortunately, but thank you to everyone who called or emailed to share your stories. We know it can sometimes be difficult, and I'm sorry that we didn't have time to get to each and every one of you. Tomorrow we'll be back and we will talk about the effects of bullying on the victims. Join us for that. I'm Tony Cox. It is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.